conversations, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's dying time. Hey, everybody, this is Miles Tidal. Rocking it out.
Back from the dead, Miles Tidal.
Back from the dead, happy to be live, Miles Tidal.
Just 22 hours ago, I was on my deathbed. Look at me now, Miles Tidal, that's right.
I did not feel good yesterday. I'm better today, so I decided to go on with the show.
When Miles was in Egypt's land, let my Miles go. My mom's in Decatur.
Yeah, she starts staying.
Gosh, I talked to this guy last night. He's like, oh, my head.
I had some weird head pain going on. I didn't know what it was.
My life's a living hell.
I woke up alive this morning, so I thought, okay, well, I guess I'm going to be all right. So
I'm dying. You're not dying. You can't think of something good to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The trials and tribulations.
No.
Got to pull this guy through the knot hole every week.
Oh, I see.
Make it out alive.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to work in the morning? Jeez Louise.
Very slowly. I can tell you that right now. Very slow.
I believe it. They don't call you Turtle for nothing.
That's right, man. One foot in front of the other. That's what I see. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think of a story. I don't have anything this week. This week's been dead. It's dead week.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, uh-oh.
It's all been raining.
Uh-oh.
It's been raining all week. That's all it's been doing.
I wish you would rain. Hey, you know what?
What?
I'll just go first.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because then, like, right in the middle of my story, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, right, yeah.
No, I'll just make fun of you.
Make fun of me. So, there's a new series that has come on called The Terror.
Yeah, you know, I saw, I read something about that.
And,
what's it about?
There really was some ships that were trying to, sail, find a passage through, like, the Antarctic or something. They were trying to cut through the ice, and they picked a bad time to do it, and they basically got stuck and were never really seen again.
So they, like, ate each other or something?
Yeah, there was all sorts of weird stuff going on, and they pretty much just died a horrible death, basically. And
oh, that sounds fantastic.
So someone wrote a book about it, but, like, you know, maybe like a fictional book, you know, about it.
Sure.
You know, about what happened. And excuse me. This has been turned into a like a series on AMC.
That sounds delightful. It's a good Saturday afternoon viewing. Yeah.
It's a good pick-me-up, yeah. A bunch of people slowly dying, killing each other and dying.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a real positive show.
Yeah, so it's a little slow moving, you know. Not too many people have been killed yet, but it's getting there, you know. So.
Well, how many people they got total?
Well, it's two big boats full of dudes. You know, they're all dudes basically.
So, oh my lord, okay.
And
I think Seth Rogen's going to lose the title to his movie, Sausage Party.
Well, you're getting closer. There's a scene where like this. This guy like goes down to lower quarters. And he's like, "Hey, there was someone down here," and all of a sudden, like this guy's head pops up, like, "Oh, hi! Just down here checking some stuff out."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, right, mate. Well, I thought I had something going on." And all of a sudden, like this second dude's head pops up, like, "Oh, yeah, right. We're just over here doing, you know, stuff.
We're doing some macrame."
Yeah, like, okay, right, you know, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, it's a long boat ride, you know, all right. So, I go, oh, look, honey, they're doing some buggery.
Yeah, they're buggering, yeah.
And my wife's like, what? I go, buggery, you know, they're buggery. She said, what's that? I go, it's buggery, you know, like, you know, two dudes, and, you know. She did not know what buggery was.
Yeah.
So now I had to educate her. Now she will not quit talking about it. I went to bed. Buggery. Oh, buggery. You did. We went to bed. You're like, oh, buggery. You like that buggery. I'm like, bull crap. You did.
So let me.
I did not even mention it today. You were the one in bed last night. How buggery, you. When?
Got kind of quiet there. I didn't hear a reaction to that.
Because he knows he's lying.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Bob and his friend practiced buggery. Is that what I said?
Buggery, yeah, I'm buggery. Sure.
So, I don't know. I just thought she kind of took off on this whole thing. She got a little bit... Bull crap!
Now, let me ask you a question. So, is gay porn just for gay people?
Apparently not. Apparently not.
What's this word now?
I am not... I just saw the funny word. Buggery. I don't know. It's funny. That's a special word, you know, that's all.
It's a British slang, I suppose.
Like fag, you know, like yeah. Cigarette. Or the tube is the subway system.
Like a soapy wank.
Soapy wank? Just basically whacking it in the shower is what that is. Right?
So, does she want to see some buggery, or is she just like saying the word?
I don't care anything about it.
I didn't say it today.
You said it earlier this evening.
When did I say it?
Probably during dinner, is my guess.
Yes, it was. It was during dinner, and I didn't want to say that, so I thought it was
even weirder. Because we're having, like, hot dogs today. It was like, oh, buggery party going on, guys. Look at...
I mean, this hot dog, and I feel like I'm getting buggered.
I'm not lying. You were in bed last night. Like, oh, there was a lot of buggery on that show, huh? I'm like, a little bit. I don't know.
Combining with this.
All right.
Can you bugger yourself? Can you just bugger yourself? Is that still called buggery?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If you got the machinery to do it, I guess.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I guess I'm confused. Is buggery actual penetration of something, or can you just be playing with things?
I think it's actual penetration.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. But I don't know. So I guess we're not watching The Terror anymore. So.
Well, too much buggery on that thing.
Too much buggery. Plenty of buggery for everybody.
I think that was in the thing at the beginning. It says, you know, like rated TV-14 or whatever.
For buggery.
Buggery
scenes might be too intense.
Buggery, cannibalism, you know, cunning lingus.
Thank God that wasn't on there at all. I didn't hear that all night. Hey, you know what? Oh, geez, here she goes. That was a long time ago.
What, when you said that at the wedding or something? I don't remember.
Supposedly, I said this to some person in line at a movie, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'd probably say buggery first before I said something.
So if buggery is that, then what's bugger off? Because, you know, British people say bugger off. Oh, bugger off.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, we know we know a British citizen, so we could just ask him, I guess.
Well, I think you ought to. You got to put that out there. We need
all
to
right.
know the nuances between buggering and buggering off.
All right, bugger off.
Just saying.
We need to know.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, and then people think that I want to have sex with them.
Right, mate. Don't know what you're up to, but right.
I'm going to bugger on you. What?
Bugger. Bugger off the bugger yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I just was trying to have a good time watching them.
Watching the terror about starving people in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Good time, Sally. Miles comes in. Talk about buggery.
I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. We just caught Miles buggering the cat. It's okay. What?
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I said, put that thing away.
So if you want some good times, watch The Terror.
I don't watch think I, at this point the review is not good.
Well, don't go by me. I mean, that was just one little piece of the movie. I mean,
don't go by me. I always watch buggering.
Yeah, if there's not a little buggery in the movie, I'm not really out of it.
You can open up your new website. Instead of Mr. Skin, you'll be Mr. Bugger. I'm sad to say the new Tomb Raider has no buggering, so I didn't like it. Thank you.
Yes.
But Pacific Rim now has some promise.
Does that one have Dwayne Johnson?
It's got robot buggering and monster buggering.
Robot buggering. Is that a crime?
Oh, it's our lot in life, R2. To be bugged.
Good heavens.
I will tell you an update here on, just because I mentioned movies. I've been to, number one, I joked, I said, we'll see what happens when I go see Death Wish.
Yeah.
About the whole trench coat situation.
Mm-hmm.
I went. I was wearing my trench coat. No one said a word. Now, granted, I was with my wife, so it made a difference. But
yeah.
But I did go. I actually did go see Pacific Rim.
Shooters don't usually bring their wives with them to.
You never. Hey, Bonnie and Clyde, come on.
That's a long time ago, though.
I went to see Pacific Rim with my trench coat on. No one bothered. By myself. No one said anything, so.
You've read a lot of movies by yourself recently.
Well, because I got this deal. I got this card.
This buggery deal. Yeah.
I got this pass, and so I can go see whatever I want to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I have, I went and saw Pacific Rim because I had, a couple hours to kill because I was waiting on my kid. And so the movie theater wasn't that far away, so I went and saw the movie. So.
Yeah.
I was just going to have to wait. So I figured, I'll go see a movie for I've got the card, so.
Well, you're a regular Joe Buck.
I am. Everybody's talking at me.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody else has asked me to, about the trench coat situation, so.
I think I'd just get rid of that for now.
Man. No, I've been wearing it. I still wear it. It's cold still, so.
I think you should get rid of that.
No, I'm not going to. It's a point now. I mean, it's a principle. I'm not getting rid of it because, people are telling me to, so I can't now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen a couple three movies with the trench coat, but only one by myself since then, which was the Pacific thing. So. But I did go see Death Wish with my wife, and I wore the trench coat, so.
Bruce Willis better than Bronson?
No. You know, I wouldn't have went and saw that movie had I didn't have this deal, you know.
Yeah.
I would have passed that over. But since I had the deal, I'm like, yeah, whatever. What time's it playing? I'll go. So, you know, makes a difference.
Yeah.
You certainly bring your stand. I'm like at Miles Teitel standards now for movies. I'll go see just about anything. So, is there any buggering in this? Oh, joy.
Guys in trench, Cody. That's buggery. Get them go.
That new Aardman animation looks like it'd really have some buggering. I think I'll go see that. Nothing like a lot of clay buggering going on. You know what I'm saying? So
I heard the new Jumanji is full of buggering.
Full of buggering, yes. And Jack Black buggers himself in the jungle. So.
Yeah.
And they play the song Detachable Penis while it happens. So. Detachable Penis. I woke up this morning and my penis was gone. There is a song called Detachable Penis. I can't remember who sings it, but somebody out there probably knows. And,
probably Switch Girl, Bob.
Probably. And you can look it up, but there is a song, Detachable Penis. So.
He had a song called I Was Born a Girl. I think he had a song like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah, all's good on the movie front there, so.
Okay, we're all caught up with all the modern movies now.
Yep, I'm up on, I'm ready, I'm going to go see Ready Player One this weekend, so that'll be good.
So far, of everything you've seen, what is like the must-see of the bunch that you've seen?
Oh, God. Well, not, I don't think that many, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I spent some time, but I don't think any of them I've been like, yeah, this is definitely the one you got to see at the movies, you know?
Right.
I saw The Last Jedi. No.
Oh, that sucks.
I saw the Black Panther. It was all right, you know.
Overhyped.
They're all okay. Nothing's been fantastic, you know. But you have to remember, you know, you have to keep in mind that you and I grew up during the heyday of movies in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was like every week there was a movie that was just, you know, fantastic, so.
I know, right? Yeah.
And at that time, I wish I would have had this thing because I would have went, I mean, I did go to a lot of those back then, but, you know, I saw all the big movies back then at the theater, but because essentially there was no other choice. There's, you know, home video was still in its infancy and everything. So, but yeah. So I mean, nothing can top that time period. I don't think so far. Not for me.
Yeah,
at least.
All the movies. Yeah, yeah.
But they're all okay. It's worth, you know. I mean, now that I've got this deal, it's worth the effort. But it's not worth the effort if I didn't have the deal. So.
As many movies as you want for $10 a month.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go see, hopefully going to go see The Isle of Dogs, which is the new Wes Anderson movie, which I like, so.
Is that racist movie?
Is it, what's racist about it?
I don't know, my kids are talking about this, that it's basically a white cast with a Japanese film or something.
Oh,
or,
yeah, probably so. Yeah, because it's got Bill Murray and those folks in it, yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't play Japanese people. There's Japanese people playing the Japanese people. They play dogs.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm just saying, it's, you know.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably more cultural appropriation than anything, but.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. All right.
Than anything.
I don't know. You know, these young kids talk about stuff all the time.
But I'm going to go to. I love Wes Anderson movies. I like Wes Anderson movies. I'll go see it.
Yeah.
You know? Like I like Guillermo del Toro movies. I went and saw that.
Yeah.
Shape of Water, baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if I had to pick one right now, that would be the one, Shape of Water.
The most erotic movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing like seeing Octavia Spencer get it from behind, you know what I'm saying? So.
what that sounds a lot like.
What?
Buggery.
I think your wife is right. You're the one that keeps saying it. It's not her.
Don't feed her ego. Please don't feed her ego.
I'm pretty sure she's probably correct in this instance. You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. It's Uncle Miles teaching Sunday school. We're going to talk about buggering today.
Buggering? What's that?
Well, let me tell you.
What? Oh, shut your mouth, that stupid woman. Screw her.
What? What'd you say?
We were at the mart the other day, and my wife was on a scooter, and she was right in the way, and there was, like, this mom coming up, and she had to, you know, break for my wife to come through, basically. And I thought it was a little rude, so I said, I apologize for my wife.
Right.
And the lady says to my wife, she goes, I apologize for your husband. I'm like, wow, what is that?
Solidarity, apparently.
I guess she doesn't know anything about buggery.
Oh, my goodness. So what was your wife doing in a scooter?
Oh, she, you know, hurt on a rugby team now, and so she's...
Did she have a sore foot or something?
Yeah, no, her leg's all jacked up, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. I haven't heard this news.
Yeah, she's going to have surgery, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it all buggered up?
It is all buggered up.
So there's no story to that? Just she's got a sore leg.
I have no idea how the hell it happened. No one knows.
Oh, really? Did she, like, have a worm crawl up from the bottom of her foot or anything?
I did not look for a worm. No, I don't know.
Oh, sometimes, you know, if you go in foreign countries, you get these little worms.
Like a tiki fly or something.
Huh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know she hurt a leg. My condolences to her leg there.
Yeah.
Having hurt my leg many times, I totally, you know, feel your pain.
Yeah.
It must be pretty bad. I've never had to use a scooter, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I usually just limp around, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I limp around wearing my trench coat and making people uncomfortable. They're like... Is he a pirate or is he a shooter?
Or a bugger.